Let's give some stuff away. We'll do a little sporkle here. The whole reason I was asking you questions, I wanted to ask you about talents because we got the big talent show coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at the penthouse where we're giving away a room for two for the Calta Cruise.
Right.
I want to say it's August 12th.
Yeah.
But we really need to start locking it in and figuring out what talents are going to be out there and performing.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it down to like maybe five people. I can't have Crazy Patty getting up there and playing the ukulele, although that would be pretty awesome.
So you were asking me because I'm the most talented person you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the talents, the quote talents that I've won in the past, should not stop anybody who is talented from thinking that they can't go.
Right.
Like the girl who chugged two beers.
Mm-hmm.
The one girl tried to put herself in a suitcase. One guy tried to put like $3 worth of quarters in his belly button. A fat black guy sang
John Cougar Mellencamp
songs and won. He won with that.
Right.
Yeah.
We had a hula hoop girl won last year.
Yeah.
So it could be anything in the
world.
Could
be a real talent. Could be a silly talent. Could be something that's just terrible, but, catches the judges.
Yeah, fun to watch.
Could be Ryan Gosling saying something about
racist jokes.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Rob, can you get any of your stand-up guys to come out there and tell jokes?
Is it open to that?
Yes.
Sure.
Any talent.
I saw that guitar kid that I sent you the video of. I'm trying to find him. That kid was incredible. I go, that kid would win any contest.
What about Tiny Arms Big Talent? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
We had a guy
who was a fantastic guitar
player. His arms up here. They came out of his shoulders. You didn't see him?
T-Rex arms. Oh.
And he soloed like a master on the guitar.
Tiny Arms Big Talent.
We made him come out to our live gig and play.
The first time I ever tried to call into the show as a listener, when I used to listen, you guys were trying to figure out what you could do with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle hands at the Penthouse Club talent show, and I called in and tried to tell Carmen that you guys should have make balloon animals, and she goes, yeah, thanks for the idea.
No wonder why you hate her.
Carmen was part of the interview process.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle hands showed up and wore the Teenage Mutant Ninja and then just with his little hands did nunchucks for like 5 minutes. Just nunchucked it out. It was great. I encourage him to come back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, that is happening on the 12th of August, and I'd love, if you have a question about whether or not your talent should be able to compete, let me know. Call up. I'll help you out with that. All right, Galvin, I'm sorry. What line are you playing for?
What line did I win for yesterday?
Yesterday.
I don't recall. Did you win yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Line one.
Okay, I will win today again for line one.
All right. Chris, please hold on. Galvin is playing for you. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. Spanish is playing for you.
That is NCP.
Right.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
I will play for line 15. Hi, who is this?
Good morning. This is Mark.
All right, Mark, please hold. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we are playing, can you name the actors A through Z that appeared in these movies?
All right.
Okay.
So each actor, I do have two movies, and I will give you the letter.
Now, is the A for the first name or the last name?
Last name.
Last name. Jeopardy rules apply.
Yes, they do.
All right. You know, we got a celebrity death to talk about in news, too.
I do know that. Right. And will you be telling us whether it's an actor or actress?
No.
Ooh, I was going to
say A.
Surprise.
It could be actor or actress.
Yep.
Last name is going to start with an A.
Yes.
Gotcha. You got all the rules. It's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
You understand it?
Yeah.
I'm clarifying for the people playing at home.
Oh.
Okay.
The home version.
Mm-hmm.
Deal. A, Annie Hall.
Alan.
Yes. Galvin. B, The Big Lebowski. True Grit.
Bridges.
Galvin. C, Borat. The Dictator.
Cohen.
Spanish. D, Dumb and Dumber.
Daniels.
Galvin. E, The Princess Bride. Robin
Eels.
Hood. Yes, Galvin. F, Elf. Stepbrothers. Galvin. G, The Hangover.
Galvanakis.
Galvin. H, Napoleon Dynamite.
Hater.
Blades of Glory. Yes, Mike Kelta. I, Monty Python. Casper.
Oh, Ian.
No. Eric. Idol.
Yeah, there you go.
J, Grown Ups, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
James.
Mike Kelda. K, Dude, Where's My Car?
Kusher.
Galvin. L, Bad Boys, Baby Mama's House. Galvin, we're halfway there.
Man.
You guys might as well quit.
You might as well quit. Don't be such a goddamn downer.
I can't play.
You could be like, hey, guys, come on. You can do this.
You guys got this. Let's get mounting a comeback. Spanish is in last with one. Mike, you are in second with two, but you are not that far out of reach. You're only six behind Calvin, who has eight.
All right. Moving on. M, Groundhog Day.
Murray.
Galvin. N, The Naked Gun.
Nielsen.
Galvin.
Hang on one second. Who got the last one?
I got
two.
Gosh. Thank you. Go ahead.
O, My Favorite Year, Lawrence of Abraham. Or
Olivia. Olivia.
I was... What?
Olivia.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not who I was looking for.
It totally is.
No, it's not.
No, all right.
I mean, you can keep telling me, but I have the answer.
Whoa.
Oliver.
No. Peter O'Toole.
Oh!
You said
Lawrence of Arkansas, so I thought for sure you were going to say Olivia wrong.
He should probably apologize.
You're sorry.
He should probably apologize.
You're sorry.
Yeah, you are. Okay. P. Shaun of the Dead. Hot Pen. Buzz.
Peg.
Yes, Galvin. Q. Kingpin. National Lampoon's Vacation.
Quaid.
Galvin. R. There is Spinal Tap, or This is Spinal Tap.
Reiner.
Yes, Galvin. S, Meet the Parents.
Stellar.
Mike Kelta. T, Dodgeball, Men in Black.
Torn.
Galvin.
And if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
And we are on the last three.
Right now, Spanish is in last. He has one. Mike, you are in second. You have three, but you guys can come back. This is still a close game.
Thank you.
You're only 11 behind as Galvin has 14.
Thank you.
V, Old School.
Ron.
Galvin. W, Good Morning Vietnam.
Williams.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Mike Kelda. And the last one, Y, Austin Powers, Cabaret.
Austin Powers.
Oh, what is his name? York.
Why?
York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Galvin. That's it.
There you go. That's good.
What was the final score?
Spanish had one. Mike, you came in second. You had three.
Four. I had four.
Four, sorry,
yeah,
Galvin.
No problem.
You won
I question your accounting skills.
By 12.
Mr. Olivier.
Galvin had 16.
O'Toole.
O'Toole. Well, what did you say originally?
I said Lawrence of Abraham.
You said Lawrence of Abraham. Why should I not think that you were going to get it wrong?
Because I have the answer in front of me.
Can
Jerry
Dreamer do that?
Did you hear what she just said? I had the answer right in front of me. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. That's worked so well, Amadeus.
So, yeah.
So well before, Amadeus.